The Los Angeles Jazz Society is hosting concerts at three LAUSD elementary schools as part of Black History Month. As Lauren Jones reports, it's part of an effort to start jazz programs in public schools.
The sounds of Louis Armstrong, Count Basie, and Ella Fitzgerald filled the 24th Street Elementary School auditorium. Students received a unique crash course on the history of jazz in America.
Why don't we just sing a song by Louis Armstrong, one of his biggest hit records? It's called Hello, Dolly, in the style of Louis!
Delbert Taylor is a piano player and a member of the LA Jazz Society. He performed this morning. He says jazz is American born, but it is also a melting pot.
Because jazz doesn't care what country or language you speak, doesn't care what your ethnicity is. It's all about playing the music from your heart.
Taylor says artistic expression is an important part of the educational experience for students.
Well, with jazz, not only jazz, but dance, acting, making paintings and things of that nature are very important for a child to get out there and be able to express themselves. And this is just one mode of expression that we're championing at this point.
A long time ago, there was something very bad in this country, and it was called slavery. Now, that bad thing, slavery, out of that very bad thing, something very good came. For instance, songs, music, Negro spirituals, then gospel, then ragtime, then jazz, then rock and roll, then bebop, R&B, hip-hop, and rap. So out of that bad thing came something very good. How about that?
By the end of the performance, students were singing along. As they left the auditorium, they thanked their teachers. Renee Dolberry is principal at 24th Street. She says this program is one of the only times her students are exposed to music in school.
This year, our music teacher was cut, so we do not have a music program here at 24th this school year. This is such a wonderful opportunity for our boys and girls to be exposed to the jazz music.
Exposing kids to jazz is music to the ears of Robert Smith. He is a USC jazz studies professor and recording artist.
So the more that we can expose kids at an early age to art music and artistic music, and particularly the music of our culture, the more that it lasts and be a component of substance in our culture. It has to be, but it has to be bred. It has to be cultivated. It has to be nurtured.
Smith says college campuses are experiencing a wave of students interested in traditional American jazz. It's an integral part of American history and is still weaving itself into contemporary culture. Lauren Jones, Annenberg, Radio News.